The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
No, I mean, I started playing much better in the fourth and fifth set. And beginning of the fourth, I actually felt like, okay, I can turn this match around, especially when I saved a few break points and, you know, went kind of my way a little bit. And that gave me confidence. He's a very fit player. So I think it's that easy to make him tired. But obviously playing five sets, anybody would get tired a little bit.
Sasha, you look like you feed off the energy when you go through these matches. And what do you learn about yourself in these matches?
Nothing. I know who I am. It's not about learning anymore. It's about trying to find a way and trying to win. And that's what I am able to do in the last few matches. And I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy about being in the quarterfinals here with, you know, going the hard way, going the long distance every single time. And you know, showing myself and showing everybody that I can play for as long as I need to.
There's a difference between mental fatigue and physical fatigue. Which are you more concerned about as you go on with this marathon?
I'm not concerned. Mental, definitely not, because, you know, I'm in the quarterfinals of Grand Slam. If you're mentally fatigued, then something's wrong with you. You know, physically, obviously, it's not easy to play, you know, back-to-back-to-back five-set matches, but I'll manage it somehow. I'll do everything I can to recover, as I said, after the last match. And I'll make sure to be ready in 2 days' time.
Congratulations, Sasha. Paris is the city of love, but as we both know, love can be complicated and often misunderstood. It can start with a misunderstanding, then some flirting, and then hopefully something wonderful can blossom.
Which stage am I with Yorkshire right now?
Well,
where am I?
My big question to you is, are you falling in love with Roland Garros, and is Roland Garros falling in love with you?
I hope so. I fall in love with your accent more every single day. That's what I'm falling in love with.
Garros has taken you to their hearts as well.
I hope so. I mean, yeah, for sure. But I hope I can win more matches here, and I hope this is not the end. And obviously, I've spent a lot of time on court here, so it's always nice to go out on the big stadiums. It's always nice to play there and get another opportunity. And in 2 days' time, I'll be playing the quarterfinals here, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, hi, congratulations. Back in November at the ATP Finals, you were very critical, self-critical, and said you choked in one of the matches. A few months on, you're not choking in these big moments. Are you pleased about that progression in your game?
Yeah, I'm very pleased I'm not choking. Very. I'm winning a lot of tough matches. And for me, before this tournament in London, I was winning those tough matches as well. And that was basically one match. That's it.
Sasha, did the code violation in the fourth set have anything to do with firing you up? Because you went on to break immediately. And what did you think of that code violation as well?
I thought it was a bit ridiculous, to be honest. Because I was on the other side of the court. I was, you know, breathing and looking towards the fence. And I hear in the back of my head, I hear, you know, code violation. I thought he did something. I was like, I turned around and he's like, it's for me. Like, well, I'm on the other side of the court. I don't think my dad or anybody in my box can show me or say something that I would hear inside of that big stadium. So for me, it was nonsense. I think the momentum was a little bit on my side there already.
Next match, you're playing Dominic Thiem, who's one of the most resilient and hardest training players on the tour. Are you expecting to have to dig even deeper than you have done already against him?
Sure. I'm expecting another five-set match. I'll get myself ready for that.
Sasha, you were very emotional today on the court, and especially at the end of the fourth and beginning of the fifth set, you show your emotion a lot. What did you think at that time? You just feel the necessity to show your emotion and maybe catch the attention of the public, or what was it about?
It was about me trying to win and me trying to get my energy going and finding a way. You know, sometimes you got to be emotional, sometimes you got to be quiet, sometimes you got to get the crowd involved, sometimes you don't. And today I had to get myself going in the crowd a little bit so it gets a little louder, and, you know, I successfully did so.
Sasha, Rafa Nadal said yesterday it's been very difficult for people to win a Grand Slam because it's been dominated by four or five top players. What do you think it will take for a young player like you to break through and win a Grand Slam?
Look, I think as young players, all are improving quite quickly, and I think we're all trying to get better and trying to change, you know, the top guys a little bit. You know, I'm top three in the world now. I think other young guys are coming up strong. I think Karen will be very high soon. I think, you know, Shapovalov is in a good way, and other young players. So I think with time we'll see who can become the next Grand Slam champion, who can become the next world number one. But right now, I mean, Roger and Rafa are dominating, but we're doing everything we can to change that.
Hello, Sasha. How happy and relieved are you to reach for the first time a quarterfinal in Grand Slam?
I'm very pissed off about it. I want to be home right now. That's, no. I mean, I think you can answer that question yourself. I'm happy, but this is not the end. This is the quarterfinals. It's not Sunday. So, it is Sunday, but I mean, like, a week later Sunday, not this Sunday I meant.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.